light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty, hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'm Silver!
Mort Leeds tooled his heavily loaded stagecoach down the steep and rocky trail between Redwood and Fort Pearson.
Steady, steady there, you critters!
A few moments later, he reached the level floor of the valley. It was there, as though by some prearranged signal, that the attack occurred. First, the spine-chilling cry of a single Indian brave.
What the... Ho, ho, ho there, ho!
Then the steadily increasing volume of war cries against the background of racing hoofbeats and gunfire. Mort had been living in hostile Indian country for a good many years. He reacted instinctively. A quick jump from the stagecoach to the shelter of a nearby rock. It was several hours later when the Lone Ranger and Tonto sighted the overturned stagecoach from the trail to Fort Pearson. They reined their horses to a halt.
Oh, hold on.
Big fella. Tonto, this looks like the stage they're waiting for at Fort Pearson. The one that's bringing guns and ammunition from Redwood.
Steady, big fella.
Yes, this is it, all right. The rear boot has special compartments for ammunition cases. But they're empty now.
Maybe coach and big wreck. Maybe held up.
Both, probably. Traces are cut and the horse is stolen. Looks like...
Indians?
White Bear and his Comanches. They've been on the war path for the last 3 months.
Me think that... Kimasabi, look. Fellow on slope. Him run this way.
Indians firing at him. There's only two or three.
Few shots will hold them off.
That did it.
Comanche run plenty fast.
Where's the man they were chasing, Tonto?
Him hide back a rock, you see?
Oh, yes. All right, you're safe. Come on out.
I thought sure I was a goner then. And it would have been if you gents had... Mash, the Redskins.
I'm glad we happened to be here at the right time.
Yeah, those Comanches were close enough to raise my hair. You and this Injun, Owl Hoots, huh?
No, we're not outlaws. Do you mind telling me
how
you...
Not at all, not at all. I was driving that stagecoach over there. The Comanches swarmed down to me about an hour ago.
You were lucky to get out alive.
Yeah, I jumped when they first opened up and played possum while the devil stole the cargo and the horses. Then I figured they were gone, but the minute I stuck my head up, they spotted me.
Was there anyone else riding the stage?
Nope, this was a freighting trip. I was driving alone.
And your cargo was rifles and ammunition for Fort Pearson, huh?
How'd you know?
My friend and I just came from the fort. They're worried because you haven't arrived.
That empty coach and those Comanches who were trying to scalp me is reason enough, ain't it?
It's a dangerous job. You should have had an escort.
I'm just a civilian, mister. I drive for the army because they pay good wages. They don't give me any protection. Well, just my hard luck, that's all.
Do you think the Comanches were some of White Bear's tribe?
How do I know? I was looking for some place to hide.
I don't blame you. There's nothing more for you to do now.
Nothing except head back to Redwood and report what happened. Thanks again, sir.
We're heading in that direction. Come on, you can ride double with me.
Oh, thanks.
Steady, Silver. Here, I'll give you a lift up.
Yeah.
There you are. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Now, this is as far as we go. The town is just around the next bend. You won't mind walking that far?
Not at all, stranger, not at all. And I'm beholden to you for your trouble. I can savvy why a masked gent wouldn't want to get too close to town.
I thought you'd understand. By the way, who's the commanding officer in charge of the garrison here at Redwood?
Captain Meadows. He's been stationed out here ever since White Bear and his varmints went on a rampage.
I see. Well, good luck to you.
Well, same to you, stranger. And don't worry about me saying anything to the law about meeting up with you. I mind my own business.
Good. Ready, Tonto?
Uh-huh.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Whoa, Silver. Whoa, Silver.
Why we stop here, Kemosabe?
I just wanted to be sure we were out of that fellow's sight.
Easy.
Tonto, I want you to turn back and follow him. I'll make camp near here.
You think him not tell truth about him drive stage?
He probably drove the stage all right. But he didn't tell the truth about an Indian attack.
We see Comanche chase him.
Yes, that's true. But we also saw an overturned stagecoach without a bullet hole or an arrow in it.
You right.
Another thing, Tonto. When this man was riding double with me, I noticed that he was wearing a heavy money belt underneath his shirt.
Oh.
Strange he didn't mention he'd been able to avoid being robbed by the Indians.
Ah. I'll follow him. Come back here.
That's right. I'll make camp and wait for you.
Get him up, Scout.
Mort Lee. Thought you was on a freighting job for the Army.
Yeah, I was. I mean, I am. Had a little accident, that's all.
Accident? What do you mean?
Oh, never mind. You ever seen Sergeant Kramer here this afternoon?
You mean the quartermaster from the Army camp? Sure.
Oh, I see him. Hey, hi, Sergeant. I figured I'd stop here in the saloon before I went out to the camp.
Lee, case. What the... Where'd you come from?
I just walked into town. I wanted
Shut up. Don't do any talking here. Come on into the back room. Now, what happened?
Just what we framed to happen, that's all. White Bear and his braves did the job up brown. Only one slip-up. And that don't worry me none.
What do you mean, slip-up?
After me and White Bear had our powwow, I was on my way back to the trail with a couple of his braves. I figured if anybody came along, it'd look like I was making a break from the engine.
Well?
Sure enough, a couple of armies had found the stagecoach. So I had the engines fire some shots, and I started running. There were a couple of owl hoots. One of them was wearing a mask. Dodging the law, I guess.
Yeah, it would have been better if somebody else had... but that's all right. Did White Bear pay off?
Did he pay off? Sergeant, any time you think your partner can't make a deal... Take a look at this money belt.
Let me see.
And in case you're interested, it's plumb full of gold eagles. Twice as many as we figured on.
Twice as many?
Sure. Half for the delivery today and half for the next time.
Next time?
Why not? I told White Bear that if he wanted another load of rifles, he'd have to pay in advance. So the old grizzlepuss coughed right up with the cash. How's that for sharp dealing?
It's all right, Mort, but we can't pull the same stunt too often. Captain Meadows might
get... If the first load was lost, he's got to send more rifles to the fort, ain't he?
And who's going to issue those rifles? Sergeant Kramer, quartermaster for the Army. And who's the only stage driver crazy enough to run the risk of driving through Comanche country? Me. It all adds up, don't it?
Yeah, but just the same, I...
Come on out to the bar. Buy a drink to celebrate. Come on.
Well, gents, what's going to be?
The best you've got, barkeep. The sergeant and I are celebrating.
Jumping horn toads. What's that?
Gold. What do you think?
Shut up, Mort. Put that belt back in your pocket.
Say, I haven't had a drink yet, have I?
No, and stop yelling so loud. What's the matter?
I thought maybe I was seeing things.
Seeing what?
The redskin I was telling you about. You know, the two owl hoots. I thought I saw him standing up there by the door.
There's nobody by the door.
You're right. Now I do need a drink.
Come on right up, gents.
Only thing you need to do is learn how to keep your mouth shut. Going down to the camp and break the news to Captain Meadows. You show up about 7 o'clock. You understand?
Sure, Sergeant. Don't worry about me. I'll be there.
And the stage driver did have a money belt. Is that right, Tonto?
Me see him put it on barn, saloon.
He was talking to an army man?
Him call feller Sergeant.
Here's a little.
You think driver feller crook?
I'm sure of it, Tonto. The question now is, how to get proof?
Steady, big fella. You ride to Army camp and see him?
No, not the driver, but I am going to see Captain Meadows. I'll wait here. I won't be long. Come on, Silver.
Sergeant. Oh, Sergeant.
Pete, keep your voice down. You know this is my tent. Raise the flap and come in.
I wasn't sure. You all look alike in the dark.
Everything looks alike to a drunken mule skinner.
Listen, I'm no mule skinner. I can handle the best six-horse hitch that ever was...
Shut up. Captain will be here any minute. If you're not sober, try at least to act that way.
Sure. Did you tell him the bad news?
And he took it all right. The fort still needs rifles, so he's got a plan to send through another load.
Aha! What did I tell you?
Wants our help to get it through.
Our help? If that ain't the best dad's lesson...
Shut up. Who... Somebody's coming.
Evening, Sergeant.
Oh, evening, Captain.
And Mort Leeds. Sergeant Kramer told me about your narrow escape this afternoon, Leeds.
Getting ambushed by Comanches ain't exactly my idea of a good time, Captain.
The Army's indebted to you.
I'm sorry about losing the rifles and ammunition, Captain,
well,
but
it's your fault. Glad you escaped. But we still have the problem of getting arms to Fort Pearson.
That is a problem, as long as White...
I've thought of a plan. We could send two stages instead of one. I'll send an armed guard with the first stage, which will be empty.
I don't understand.
The captain means that the second stage, which you'll drive, will be loaded with rifles and ammunition. Isn't that right, Captain?
Precisely. Well, how about it, Leeds? You want to take another chance on getting through to the fort?
Sure, sure. You can count on me, Captain.
Good. Have both stages loaded and ready to leave the first thing in the morning, Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
Very well.
Good night, sir.
Good night, Sergeant. Good night, Mr. Leeds.
Good night, Captain. Of all the... Sergeant, we're playing in the biggest pile of luck that ever...
Shut up. These army tents are just canvas. You can be heard all over the camp. I'll go on into town. I'll meet you at the cafe. We can talk there.
Sure, but I can't get over how dumb the captain is.
I said shut up.
No light in my tent. If that orderly of mine doesn't...
Don't worry about it, Captain. What? I'll light the lantern.
Who's there?
Friend of yours. At least I hope to be a friend.
What? Masked. An outlaw.
You're wrong on that score, Captain. I told you I was a friend.
Get out of here.
I wouldn't reach for the gun if I were you. Mine can clear leather quicker and easier than yours.
Well, of all the... This is a United States Army camp. You're trespassing on government property.
I'm well aware of that, Captain. I'm here for a particular reason.
I don't care what your reason is. I'm going to call the guard.
If you raise your voice, Captain, you'll regret it.
The only thing I regret is the time I've wasted talking to you. Guard! Oh, guard!
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. We'll be right back. two continue our story. Disregarding the Lone Ranger's quiet warning, Captain Meadows shouted angrily for the armed guard who was on sentry duty outside his tent.
Guard! Oh, guard!
Yes, sir?
This is a 45 in your back, Captain. I can squeeze the trigger before a guard can raise his rifle.
I can't.
Yes, sir? You call, Captain?
Yes, I...
Well, begging your pardon, sir, but is something wrong with your lantern? It's turned down so low. Shall I...
No, it's all right. I made a mistake. You may go.
Are you sure you're all right, Captain?
Perfectly all right. You may go now.
Yes, sir.
Made a wise decision, Captain. Saved us both unnecessary trouble.
I don't care to die with an outlaw's bullet in my back.
I'm sure you never will. There. Now the gun's holstered. May I talk now?
Well, I'll be. You certainly don't act like an outlaw.
I told you that guess was wrong. I'm here to help you, if you'll let me.
Help? In what way?
Getting a load of rifles and ammunition safely to Fort Pearson.
What do you know about that?
I know that you and the army are being sold out by two men you trust.
Who?
Your quartermaster and the civilian stage driver.
Sergeant Kramer and Mort Leeds?
This is the first time I've heard the stage driver's name, but those are the two I mean.
I don't believe it.
Stage was ambushed this afternoon by White Bear and his braves.
I thought you just
accused... I was there a short time later. The stage was looted, the horses stolen. Mort Leeds nowhere in sight.
But Leeds has worked for the army for several years. I can't
Captain,
believe...
Captain, there wasn't a bullet hole or an arrow mark anywhere on the coach. I'm convinced that Leeds, with the help of Sergeant Kramer, sold the rifles to White Bear.
That's a serious accusation. Can you prove it?
I can, with your help.
What do you mean?
I was standing outside the quartermaster's tent when you were talking to him and Leeds a few moments ago.
Do you make a habit of listening to private conversations?
I do, when they endanger the lives of innocent people in this territory who look to the army for protection from hostile Indians.
Mm-hmm. I've said you didn't act like an outlaw. You don't talk like one either. Suppose your suspicions about Sergeant Kramer and Mort Leeds are right. How are we going to prove it?
I'm glad you said we.
I may be making a mistake, but at least I'm willing to listen.
Good. I can tell you everything in a very few words.
It was late the following afternoon when Captain Meadows put the Lone Ranger's suggested plan into operation. He gave orders for the departure of a stagecoach escorted by a heavily armed guard.
All right, men. Remember, you're to follow the canyon road. If White Bear sees you, he'll probably attack. We hope he does.
If he's asking for trouble, sir, we'll give it to him.
Good. All right, Lieutenant.
At the trot! Forward, ho!
There they go, Sergeant. It makes everything perfect for my special meeting with White Bear.
Not so loud. The captain's heading this way. Did you get word to White Bear about the two coaches?
Sure. Talked to one of his braves last night.
Holy shit, comes the captain.
Well, Leeds, your coach will be ready to roll any minute. I see the men have almost finished loading it.
Yes, sir. Whenever you give the word, Captain. This is sure a slick scheme, me taking the valley road instead of the regular canyon route. If White Bear's laying for me, he'll tie into your cavalry instead.
I hope so. Remember, the rifles and ammunition have to go through this time.
I'll make it, Captain. Don't worry.
I've made just one last-minute change in my plans.
What's that, Captain?
I want Sergeant Kramer to ride with you. As long as we fool the Indians, there'll be no danger.
You mean I should...
It's a special detail, Sergeant. I'll feel better if there are two men riding this coach instead of one.
Yes, sir.
Good. Well, I see the coach is loaded. You'd better be on your way, man.
Yes, sir. Where did he get the idea of sending me on this thing?
What do you care? Give you a chance to meet White Bear. We've been doing business with him long enough.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, shimmy down, Sergeant. We've got a long ride ahead of us. Get up, you critters! Let's go!
Lieutenant Kelly.
Yes, sir.
I want every man in the garrison mounted and ready to ride within 5 minutes.
But, Captain, I thought... Well, I mean, I didn't think that...
Don't mind what you thought. The platoon that's with that first stagecoach is doing only half the job. We'll do the rest. I'll give your orders.
Yes, sir.
Commander, sound assembly!
Come on, boys.
How's everything going, Captain?
Excellent so far. Sergeant Kramer wasn't exactly pleased about riding the second stage with Mort Leeds, but he accepted the order.
Good.
Lieutenant Kelly is assembling the troopers. From now on, you give the orders.
Only through you, Captain. Otto's waiting for me at the edge of your camp. I'll join him there and meet you and the troopers about a mile west of here.
Surely you don't intend to follow Leeds and Kramer?
We'll be there ahead of them.
Beware.
That's hard to say. There are only two places in the valley where an Indian ambush, whether real or fake, could logically take place. We'll cover both of them.
As I said before, you give the orders.
A mile west of town, as soon as you can get there.
Yes, sir.
Don't mind my asking, sir. Just where are we heading?
I don't mind, Lieutenant. But the truth is, I don't know myself.
You don't know?
Nope. Wait a minute. I think that's him just ahead. Hold the troop, Lieutenant.
Yes, sir. Troop! Oh!
Oh, oh, silver. Oh, steady. You made good time, Captain.
Captain, he's mad.
Never mind, Lieutenant. You may have some other surprises before the night's over. Well, which way do we go from here? Follow the valley trail?
Not entirely, sir. I think it will be best to stay out of sight until we reach the first bridge. My Indian friend is up ahead scouting for us.
Good. You lead the way.
Right. Come on, Silver.
Let's go, Lieutenant.
Yes, sir.
At the trot! Forward!
Steady! Steady there, you critters! You know, Sergeant, I'm glad you came along on this trip. You can see that tooling one of these rigs is no easy job. I earned my money.
Nobody said you didn't. Still can't figure out why Captain Meadow sent me along. Not a quartermaster.
Maybe he was a little nervous. What do you care? Ain't this a nice moonlight night for a ride?
Oh, shut up. Where's White Bear going to meet us?
Ain't far from here now. First bridge on this trail.
Well, what happens? The Indians do any shooting?
Sure. You got to make it look real, ain't they? Suppose somebody should see us get ambushed.
Well, at least it ought to be over with quick. Don't have to palaver with White Bear, do we?
No, nothing to talk about. He's already paid in advance for the rifles. We're delivering them. What could be easier than that?
Otto, did you see anything?
Plenty Comanche wait for stage, other side of bridge.
I thought so. Well, this is proof, Captain, that White Bear must have received word about the first stage being empty.
It certainly looks that way. I'll give orders.
Otto, wait. Lieutenant Kelly can relay your orders. You and Tonto and I can move in closer alone.
All right, let's go. Wait for my signal, Lieutenant.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
At the bridge you were telling me about, up ahead?
Yeah. And there still ain't no sign of any engine. That's it. Here they come.
Well, what do we do?
Nothing we can do. Can't hold off a lot of Comanches. Oh, oh, you critters. Hold that. There. That's White Bear over there. The big geezer and the gray horse.
Well, he's coming over this way.
They're all coming this way. Let's get off of here.
Yeah.
Tell them to get the guns out of the boxes. You see, Sergeant, we're helpless. Absolutely helpless. White Bear and his varmints hold us up again. That's all.
Yeah, but... What's the matter now?
I don't know. Here comes White Bear.
Why, you cheat, White Bear.
Cheat? What are you talking about?
Look, no guns in boxes.
No guns? Well, I'll be...
What is it, Mort? These Comanches sound mad to me.
Well, they are, can't you see? Those boxes ain't got rifles in them. They're full of rocks.
Rocks? Well, how could
don't
rocks...
ask me.
You
I don't
cheat. White Bear not like...
Now, wait.
I didn't know there weren't any rifles in those boxes. Honest, I did not.
Hey, look, Mort, they got knives. They're coming at us. I don't know what...
Hey, look over there. It's the same masked army who helped us.
Captain, the only chance we have to save those men.
Well, I must be dreaming. That looks like Captain Meadows.
What do you mean, Meadows? It's the whole blamed United States Army.
I'm sorry the showdown came the way it did, Captain. Several of your troopers were wounded.
Well, that couldn't be helped. We bested the Indians and captured White Bear.
Which means you put an end to Indian trouble in this part of the country.
I didn't do anything but lend support. You're the one who led the way.
Are you convinced that Sergeant Kramer and Mort Leeds are guilty?
I saw and heard enough evidence to convict them 20 times over. They'll both be tried for treason.
Good. Well, I think our job's done, Toto. Adios, Captain.
Wait a minute.
Captain, may I ask a question?
What is it, Lieutenant?
That man with the mask, sir. Who is he?
Lieutenant, if I knew the answer to that, I'd not only be the most grateful, but I'd also be the smartest man in the United States Army.
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.